Hi, my name is Sydney.
I'm Ruby.
And I'm Brian.
And together we're the three beans in a pot.
We're talking about a certain question. What had the most impact, the Enlightenment or the Scientific Revolution?
The Enlightenment was a period of thinking and philosophies about judging government, politics, and rights expressed freely without consequence.
The Scientific Revolution was a point in time when most people started having a lot more interest in science and mathematics compared to the time periods prior. Developments were also made in astronomy, biology, and chemistry that completely transformed society.
Each of us had one philosopher and one scientist to talk about. We're going to start off with the Enlightenment.
The first philosopher I got was Thomas Hobbes. He was an English philosopher, scientist, and historian. So basically, he was an overachiever. He wrote many books discussing his new ideas, theories, and thoughts. In 1640, Hobbes actually left England due to large arguments about fundamental issues. In Paris, he was able to work on Deceive, De Corpore, and one of his most famous books, The Leviathan. I got this information from biography.com. While he was there, he helped Charles II in mathematics, and later he published Deceive in Latin, which made a vast impact throughout society. Early on in this book, he turned down one of the most famous theses made by Aristotle. Hobbes believed that without a common power, there would only be war. He said, every man against every man. Human beings are by nature unsuited for political life. Thomas believed that men would naturally compete with each other and are arrogant. He also said that people, when trying to accomplish what they want, would do anything and everything. Thomas managed to influence John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Without Hobbes' ideas, John Locke wouldn't have then influenced the writers of the Declaration of Independence, and we might have not gotten the same type of government we have today.
Next is Mary Wollstonecraft. She was born in April 27, 1759 and died September 11, 1797. During her life, she has published many books and was one of many women that helped give women the equal rights throughout history. She has also greatly impacted the time of the Enlightenment because without her and many other women putting out their opinions in government, religion, rights, and laws, we wouldn't have our equal rights today. Disclaimer, I'm not saying women are better than men in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying we're all equal in every way. But as I was saying, she has really impacted the Enlightenment period with her quotes, books, theories, and opinions.
Lastly, I had Rousseau. Rousseau had a really big influence on a number of topics and places. He was a big part of influencing two revolutions, the American Revolution and the French Revolution. Rousseau and John Locke were the two who laid the basis for the new government being formed by Americans. This is shown in the United States Declaration of Independence and how the basis of his social contract and a few other ideas are really seen. Rousseau was known for his work, The Discourse, The Origin of Inequality, where he talks about how there are two types of inequality, artificial and natural. Natural is more along the lines of strength, intelligence, height, etc., while artificial is from the governing bodies of a society. This led him in the same work to try and infer about the start of human life, and with his discoveries, he agreed with Thomas Hobbes on the state of nature. Rousseau didn't agree that humans were harsh, nasty, and brutish, but that humans were solitary, happy, healthy, and free. He says, which in turn means that society is the root of human selfishness, as in the state of nature there was barely any of that. Rousseau then says how that inequality is the greater problem from the building of societies and how humans have become hostile. A large amount of people really agree. Overall, Rousseau was an amazing philosopher and influenced major events all over the world. And over time, he has come to influence philosophers of our time.
Overall, the Enlightenment did many things for the world, including the new ways of thinking and new ideas for society. They were able to come up with better theories, and this made their life a whole lot better.
I'm going to lead us into the Scientific Revolution, beginning off with the great Sir Isaac Newton. He really impacted everything because he is the most famous for the three laws of motion, and without these three laws and Isaac Newton not discovering them, we would not have figured out how exactly these different types of theories and knowledge we found out because everything that Sir Isaac Newton did.
Next, I have Galileo Galilei. He is seen as one of Earth's favorite scientists, and many people may regard him as the founder and father of modern science. This is because of the way he experimented and led the way for more people to want to experiment. He really inspired Sir Isaac Newton, as Newton used Galileo's work to form his laws of motion. Galileo also really evolved more of the inventions that were already made, like the telescope. He made one of the first telescopes to see into outer space, and this helped him to prove Copernicus' theory right and expand more on it, as he did with drawing sunspots, the moon, and etc., etc. One great thing about Galileo was he always stuck with his ideas and findings.
Lastly, Copernicus was impactful because he was able to go think above the standards and actually contradict what people thought was already a fact. In the 1490s, he was supposed to go to college to become a canon, but instead he went to study mathematics and astronomy. When he did become a canon, he then returned to school and studied more medicine to complete his doctorate. During his time in school, he lived with Domenico Maria de Novara, an astronomy professor. Back in Poland, Copernicus's room was one of the towers of an observatory. This made it easier for him to observe the skies in his free time. In 1854, Copernicus handed a book he had written to his friend saying that the center of the universe was not the Earth, but the Sun. He also said that the rotation of the Sun was what caused the movement of the Sun, the different seasons, and the movement of the stars. His book wasn't actually published until 2 months before he died. It was dedicated to the Pope, and at first the book had no problems with being published, and then after the Pope.
Now we have to discuss what made the bigger impact.
Personally, I think that the scientific revolution was the most important and it made the biggest impact on the world by advancing the ways that we develop new theories and ideas in the scientific aspect of life. It made the most changes evolving our society today.
Well, in my opinion, the Enlightenment was big and it really did make a lot of impacts, but the scientific revolution seemed to have more to it. It seemed to have more things happening and more evolution in humans.
In conclusion, I think the scientific revolution led to many discoveries that led to today's society and made technology of today what it is.
And
thank you for listening to our podcast. And I got my information from Britannica.com/JeanJacques Rousseau.
And I got my information from Mary Wollstonecraft Quotes.